Welcome to the Roadmap to Longevity, where we discuss integrative tools and meaningful approaches to improve your health span. I'm Dr. Gary Huber, Professor of Integrative Medicine for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and the Metabolic Medicine Institute out of George Washington University. I'm also a preceptor for medical students and fellows training in integrative medicine and operate an integrative medical practice in Cincinnati, Ohio. I am joined by the multidimensional Chelsea Dorsett, who's a registered dietitian, an integrative health coach, a mother of three, and an all-around fabulous human being. What is metabolic syndrome? If you don't know these words, you're going to after we get done this morning. Metabolic syndrome is four thugs that are attempting to kill you and erode the quality of your life. These four thugs are blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight. Here's the kicker. We open the door and invite these four thugs into our living room every day through our daily choices. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Chels, it's been a minute. I hate that expression, by the way. It's been a minute. It's been months since we've done a podcast. Rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated. We are back, and we've got a wonderful guest with us this morning, Becky, who's going to talk about this. But what about those four thugs?
Yeah, today we're actually going to show you how you can reverse metabolic syndrome, and we're going to discuss the program that Becky went through. And as we always say, we guarantee weight loss through this program. But it's more than just a weight loss program. We always say weight loss happens in between the years. We work on how stress affects our food choices. So Becky is here today. She has done an amazing job in our program, and I can't wait to interview you and have you tell your story on what you experienced in this program.
And while we're doing introductions, we have a new member of our little family. Julie is a physician's assistant, lots of experience and a great background in healthcare, and she has joined our practice, and we're happy to welcome Julie to the team. Julie, you want to say hello, or are you just going to sit there quietly and be shy?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to hearing Becky's story.
All right. So as we always do, Becky, we're going to hear your story, but we have this habit of telling up front what we're going to tell them so they've already been told. And that way, if we can't hold their interest and they got stuff to do, they can go. But this is what we're going to get into. The upfront summary is this. This is the highlights. The problem, as Chelsea alluded to, is stuck between years. It's your thoughts, your beliefs, your habits. This is what this program is designed to change. It's not only your intellectual, but your emotional software that drives the decisions you make every day. Type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance is completely reversible. If you want to be a type 2 diabetic, you're allowed. It's legal. But if you don't want to, you can infinitely reverse it and come off drugs. High blood pressure, high cholesterol can be treated with lifestyle. In fact, I would say lifestyle is more powerful than drug therapy. But treating it with lifestyle can either reduce or remove your need for drug therapy. Weight loss is easily accomplished without unsustainable caloric restriction, right? Everybody hates the idea of losing weight because I have to cut my calories. And we're going to talk about that today because that's a misnomer. And the entire process, and Becky's going to attest to this, can be simple, easy. Is it dare to say enjoyable?
There have been enjoyable days. Sure. Yes.
And we're going to talk about our Metabolism Fix program. It's a 10-week program that's assembled all the necessary pieces to guarantee your success. And we do. We actually guarantee it. If you're not happy with the program, we'll give you your money back because I don't want your money. I want your success. And so with that, yo, baby, Beck, how we doing, man?
I'm just signing off on everything. I love that.
So tell everybody, how did we come to meet and why?
Like from day one, how we met?
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking breast health. So I was completely in the dark about just breast health in general, which, by the way, we still need to circle back and talk about this lump.
Uh-huh.
And then I think we connected on that level. We got together for a podcast
Yeah,
and
you were on
then.
that podcast with a bunch of other gals. We were talking about mammography and breast risk and so forth. Yeah.
Yep, I think I've been learning from you since I met you. And then you talked to me about this cool program. And ironically, I was kind of in a rut in life at the time. So my sister passed away in 2018. She had a heart attack in her sleep.
Whoa, how old was
Super.
she?
Let me think. I am going to be 42. So she was 40.
40 and a heart attack in your sleep. That is so
Yeah.
rare, unusual.
Well, she's also a little troubled. So she had just beaten her body up for a long time.
Okay.
So when she passed away, that's when my blood pressure issues started because the stress skyrocketed. I then started to panic that I too was going to die by 40.
Man.
And instead of that kicking me into action, it actually made things a lot worse. So I gained a ton of weight. I really struggled with getting out of the rut, and my blood pressure was a problem. And then finally, I think I saw bad test results with cholesterol. And I was like, okay, not going out like this. I did really well. I started Weight Watchers. I lost 80 pounds. I was thriving in life. Then I broke up with a boyfriend. It was really traumatic. And then I took nothing. I always say I fall off the bandwagon and I skin my knees on the way down. So I don't know if people can relate to that, but truly, like, I don't do anything halfway. And then I'm just like, well, I can't do it. And then I get into my own head, to your point. And I'm like, well, I'm a failure. Clearly, I can't do it. And then I just stop. I can't tell you how many times I've started to lose weight again, but it's something that's never stuck, or at least, since then hasn't. So for me, when you guys talk to me about this fix, I'm like, yeah, fix me, let's go. So for me, I think, and the timing was just insane. So I'm going to sound really privileged when I say this. This is not my norm, but I had a cousin's wedding out of the country and then two trips out of the country for work back to back within the same 6 week week period. So when I saw Chelsea for the first time, I was coming back from the first. I don't know how you vacate. Actually, I do because you're very active and you hike. But to me, a vacation is we eat and we drink what we want, we lay around. So that first vacation, I came back the biggest I've ever been. I felt like trash, like when I tell you capital T trash. And I was really worried. I'm like, I'm going to do this program with you guys and I have two all-inclusive resorts to go to. This is going to be a mess. But in actuality, that's not what happened. Like the timing could not have been more perfect. I am no longer fearful of going on vacation because I know I can, it was fine. It was so
As
fine.
you were saying that, I wrote down that word mindset and vacation because, well, what's changed? Now, okay, you're going to go on vacation next week and you're going to go to Florida, you're going to go wherever, you're going to go abroad. What's different?
I actually am going on vacation next week. So it's not an all inclusive. So again, that is not my bougie lifestyle. I'm paying for Chicago. It'll be quick and easy. But that being said, what's different? I thought I'm going to be at an all inclusive resort. I'm going to be tempted with all of these things, all of the
Sure.
drinks, things I don't have access to on a normal day, which is crazy because I do. But anyhow, what was different is number one, I'm looking at things a little different. So I'm like, before I would have gone directly to all the things that I like to eat, pizza and all the things, and I would have walked right past all of the vegetables and fish. And now I'm like,
Wait a
well,
minute, you mean they're there next to the pizza?
crazy, right?
Really? Were they invisible before?
Well, they're not as enticing as pizza, as it turns out. However, I will say this: you're in this gorgeous tropical location.
Sure.
I'm like, this is probably the best setup of fish and vegetables I've ever seen in my life. So what was really funny is people around you are always like, oh, you can't have this. I'm sorry. The number of times people tell me sorry, I'm like, you don't have to be. I can eat that if I want to. I'm just choosing not to. It's fine. But man, I
Wait,
felt
what people? You mean like your friends and
randoms, yeah,
family?
friends, colleagues. On days that I fast, I'm so sorry. You don't have to be sorry. It can stay right there. It's fine. I'm just choosing not to eat that. But no, it was great. I ate better than I think I ever had. Like, truly, it was better for me, but I felt better and it was delicious. Like, so now I'm like, actually, it was easier to go to an all-inclusive because I didn't have to cook anything.
I think you said I ate like a queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the fresh fish. So, catch us up. How much weight have you lost during the program and currently? Where are you at weight-wise? And you don't have
So,
to tell us the weight, but what have you lost so far?
yep, 35 pounds is what I lost during the program, 40 total now. We're a couple weeks past.
Woo-woo! That's
Very
amazing.
nice.
That's amazing. And with Weight Watchers, when I first met you, you said, I've only done points and all I know is points. You never tried a lower carb, whole food, fasting. This was totally different. What was the difference for you in just the mindset of the program, the diet, the type of diet? Do you find a lower carb fasting easier, or do you like the Weight Watchers counting points all the time? I mean, tell us the difference in the diets.
So I was a big fan of Weight Watchers. It was really effective for me. I will say what's really different about this is there's a learning curve that I did not have before. So I jokingly say this, my parents are great and I love them, but I jokingly say I was raised by wolves. They started they started having kids when they were 16 and 17, and they truly just did not have the education, so food education and beyond. So I truly have never been taught how to read a label. Now, don't get me wrong, I have the internet. I have friends who are healthy, like I
Sure.
have access, but have I delved into that? No, I haven't.
Well, it's one thing to know that the information is there, but to actually do it and walk through it. You know, you can hear about Tai Chi and it's great for you, yoga is great for you, but until you do it, it's just a foreign concept. And I think that sounds like the difference. You could have learned how to read a nutrition label, but once you're forced to actually do it and use it in your life, then it becomes real and it's hard to not do it.
Yeah, and I think too, we're just overwhelmed with options on the internet. There's so many different things that people say you should do, and you're just like, I don't know which one is the right one. So, and then I would say cutting calorie or sorry, cutting carbs, it just feels in your mind before you even started, it's like, so you want me to take things away, like things I can't have, that feels negative. So I think the beauty in Weight Watchers, I can eat all of those things. But, and I think Dr. Huber, you and I have talked about what a blessing it is for caloric deficit purposes, but not really a teaching tool. For example, I can have white rice or brown rice, and to Weight Watchers, there's no difference, things like that. It doesn't really teach you the
I
value
want
of
to
what
hit
you're
on that
eating.
briefly. There was an article in Consumer Reports. So what I liked about it was just an unbiased examination of the facts. And this goes back to 2013. And they actually looked at Jenny Craig, Medifast, Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, Atkins, SlimFast, South Beach Diet, all these national type programs. And they documented what was the average weight loss, average, right? You might have been an exceptional Weight Watchers participant. But they looked at average weight loss over 5 to 9 months. And that's different. Anybody can lose 10 pounds in the first few weeks. But what's the average over months? The average weight loss for all of those programs was about 3 pounds per month. Okay. And we've been doing a version of our Virtuoso program. It's now we call it Metabolism Fix. We've continually updated it, revised it, fine-tuned it. We've added hydrogen. We've added different labs to it. Our average weight loss is 10 and a half pounds per month. And I only point that out because here's the other thing. So it's 3 to 4 times more successful on the upfront, but it's sustainability. When we look at 7 months down the road, people are still averaging 9 pounds per month over that time frame. Our goal with you, our goal with everybody we work with, I don't care how much you lose in the first week, the first month. I know you care. I know it's important, but there's no good in going to Weight Watchers and losing 80 pounds if I come back and regain it. So the program is built around the why. Why did you regain your weight? Oh, well, I didn't go to the gym and I ate the wrong food. No, you regain the weight because the thought process, the driver of your habits, the stuff between your ears didn't change. If I go to Weight Watchers and I do the point system, I'm not being taught anything other than how to count. And I can have brownies, and you're right. That always sounds great, but it's not reality. It's not a successful long-term reality. You have any?
Yeah, I think the million-dollar question we often ask ourselves is why do we know what to do, but we don't do it? And I think you kind of nailed it. Is Weight Watchers is a good start. It really teaches portion. However, it doesn't address what's in between the ears, which is our stress. It's our lifestyle. It's our habits. It's our mindset. Our perception of stress that I feel like we do a really good job at addressing. Which I want to talk a little bit about. I know during the course of our time meeting together, there were some life events and stressors that happened. Yet you maintained a good diet. How did you do that? I think you moved. I mean, all these different things happened, but yet you continued on. So, how did you do that? How were you
You
able?
moved during the program. You moved residence. That's one of the big stressors in
It
life.
was pretty big.
Yeah.
Gosh, I think that it's a lot of things. One, I think the biggest thing, honestly, for me, I am very much a people pleaser. And I'm like, okay, well, I've committed to this. We're doing this together. I want you guys to see my success. So a big part of it is that, like, well, I'm committed to someone. I would say, I've heard someone say you're not supposed to have a walking buddy because if your walking buddy says, oh, I don't want to walk today, then you won't walk. But I'm not that way. I'm very much like, no, someone is walking. I said I would. I got to do it. So that's a big one for me. Two is I think coming back from that first vacation and just feeling like total trash, it's now like I keep referring back to that day. Like I could be done with this, but I'm gonna feel like that again, and I don't want to feel like that again. Like it's more than a number on a scale and fitting in my clothes. It's like I felt bad. So it's to the point too. The other thing is, I keep telling myself I'm at the age now where I have friends and colleagues who just fall over and die. And I think the older we get, that's probably going to continue to be a thing. So for me, it's a longevity game. Like I have two adult kids and I want to be around.
You keep going back to, I'm just going to keep pointing to the how many times you've brought up a thought between my ears, right? You just said it, that I felt so bad that one day I just keep going back to that memory of how bad I felt. That is a thought that begins to drive beliefs, which drives behaviors, which drives results. You talked about that all or none phenomenon, right? And so many people are stuck with that. They start a program, they start a diet or a gym membership January 1st, and if they're not perfect, oh, well, yeah, see, I can't do this, so they quit. And I know you are so good at helping people understand, look, we're all going to fail. We're gonna make mistakes. We're not gonna show up every day and give our best effort. It's okay. And I've heard you tell patients over and over again, look, if you're good 80, 85% of the time, you've allowed yourself that 15% wiggle room where on the weekend you went out for sushi and cheesecake. It's gonna be okay. So that's what this program is all about. And that's what you're really great at coaching is that mindset.
I always tell people, I'm nervous if you are 100% perfect. I don't like that because it's not real life. You have to learn how to occasionally have a cheesecake. And so I prefer people to be 80-20, where they know how to have a small treat and then get right back on the wagon, so to speak. And oftentimes my patients will come in and say, I'm not going to lose weight. I had a cookie this week. I'm like, get on the scale. And they'll lose 3 pounds. And they're like, oh, well, I cannot believe that I had a cookie. That's okay. You can have that. You don't need to be perfect.
Yeah, we're really trying to change physiology. I mean, how can somebody, you have friends that are lean and you watch them eat cookies and cheesecake and crap, how can they stay lean? Because you're not with them 24/7. You don't know what they're doing in there. You don't know how well they're sleeping. You don't know what their thyroid's doing. You don't know what their hormones are doing. And that's kind of the beauty of this program because Chelsea is trained to uncover those things. You know, if you've got a thyroid issue, she's going to sniff it out. If it's a hormone issue, we're going to measure it. That's what makes a part of the difference because we do labs in the program. How did you feel about getting labs tested?
I felt fine. I'm a believer, even when I'm not taking care of my health, I still visit the doctor and do it because for me, so a big motivator for me is when I see that something's wrong. Like my bad cholesterol is what prompted my 80-pound weight loss a handful of years ago. I have never been pre-diabetic. I've never been in that range. That was a first for me. So I was like, ugh, of all times, of course. I don't want you to think I'm pre-diabetic. That's not who I am. But we fixed it. So I think that it's a good wake-up call. And also, I'm big on results and competing with myself. Though when I see these numbers, I'm like, okay, we're gonna come down. Like that's another motivator to me.
Your A1C dropped. You went from the pre-diabetic range down to the normal range. Your liver enzymes, I don't know if you recall us talking about that, but they were high and they dropped like a stone. So
She has a resilient liver. What's
yes,
good news?
the liver is very resilient.
Speak to that though. What does another bit of liver enzyme mean? Who cares if my liver enzymes are up?
Yeah, so a lot of people think when liver enzymes are up, oh, it could be alcohol induced. And it could, but oftentimes now I see it's actually sugar induced. So fructose and sugar are really hard on the liver. And over time, if your body is running at a high blood sugar level or we're eating too many carbs and sugars, your liver enzymes will go up. And the beautiful thing is, within such a short amount of time, those liver enzymes come right back down. And now, I mean, and they just didn't drop 10 points. Yours dropped like 40 or 45 points. I mean, they really went down. So I loved seeing that, but it definitely all goes down together. The metabolic syndrome that Dr. Huber was talking about, they all go up together and then they all go down together.
Well, that liver enzyme going up, it's what's interesting to me. When people gain weight, they look at their belly, they look in the mirror and they go, oh, I've got belly fat or my butt's big. You're storing fat everywhere in your liver, in your pancreas, around your heart. And we don't stop to think about that. So when those liver enzymes drop from where they were to where they are now at a very healthy range, that's demonstrating you were storing fat in the liver and now you've reversed it. You've begun to very much attack the heart of insulin resistance because part of insulin resistance and diabetes, my muscles are resistant to insulin, my liver is resistant, every part of your body slowly becomes resistant. That leads to inflammation, that leads to plaque, that leads to all the bad stuff. So those liver enzymes coming down, it's not just, oh, that's cute. That's a big one.
Let's talk about semaglutide. You did not use any sort of prescription medications to lose the 40 pounds. We didn't even use supplements to help with cravings or anything like that. What were your thoughts about semaglutide coming into this? Is that you never we never really even talked about it, that as an option, but I'm sure you've heard of semaglutide.
Oh
It's a
yeah.
popular weight loss option.
No, our very first meeting was let's do this, but I don't want to take any meds because again, I'm competitive with myself. One, I don't like to put things into my body that I don't need. So, but and the thing is, if you told me, hey, your body could really benefit, you're not going to be able to get from A to B if you don't try this, then maybe we could consider it. But to me, I think again, mind over matter. I know I've done it once. I want to do it again. I'm a little bit older this time around, so it's a little bit of a challenge. Like, you know, everybody tells me that I'm over 40, so my metabolism is going to slow, and I'm like, well, let's just see. So, and I think no ill will towards people who choose to do that. It's just a personal preference.
It's interesting. Semaglutide, Ozempic, tirzepatide, these drugs, they're a very interesting topic. I've done a couple of lectures on them, and they can be a great tool. Here's the dirty little secret. You think semaglutide, Ozempic, I'm just going to take this shot and I can do whatever I want and I'll lose weight and it's going to be awesome. That's a very expensive drug. It's not covered by insurance unless you're diabetic, and the vast majority of people using it aren't diabetic. So I've looked at some of the largest studies ever done in semaglutide, and the average cost per pound to take that drug is somewhere between $500 and $1,000 a pound. That's what people are paying because the studies over 60, 70, 80 weeks, when you're paying cash for this, it's very pricey. And let's say you lost 20 pounds and you go, I got $500. I'll pay $500 and lose 20 pounds. Here's the dirty side of it. If you don't change the way your brain works, if you don't change your habits, you're going to regain all that weight. And studies have shown that there was a study published in 2024 by Epic Research, the Bartelt group. And they showed that more than 50% of people regain the weight, and some people even go on and regain more than what they lost. And it's not that the drug doesn't work or help. It does, but if you don't change the decision maker, and that's what this program is all about. The metabolism fix, it's 10 weeks. You and I have discovered it takes that long for somebody to really make a dent in their thinking and in their habits. So that's the significant difference. And we offer semaglutide as a tool because when you marry it with this program, that's the best outcome because now when they come off of it, I expect semaglutide to be a short-term use, not a forever thing. When you come off it, you now have the mindset in the brain that you're not going to regain that weight or this much less likelihood. Speak, if you would, you guys talk about the accountability part because you guys married on that very well, right?
Well, I'll let you speak to it. I mean, do you feel like the accountability was helpful, you coming in? You know, we got weighed. We spent some good girl time chatting
Yeah.
a lot of the time.
Totally
Was that
underneath that.
helpful?
Yeah. I think honestly, I think the frequency of our check-ins was great. But the really big thing for me, which is funny because we're not talking about earth-shattering things, but the Thursday calls for me, it was enough to keep it top of mind. So if you think about that, when I see you, I go through my week, we're Thursday, right going into the weekend. It's that good reminder of, oh, we got to stay dialed in. That was really helpful for me.
Good. And what Becky's referring to is in the program every Thursday, we do a Zoom call with everybody who's on the program, and we have different topics every week, often obviously nutrition related. But yeah, I'm glad you found that helpful. I think most importantly, if I'm assuming correct, you probably find it helpful to see other people
Oh, yeah.
struggling with the same things, right? We're all in the same boat. You're not alone in this.
Yeah, what was funny to me, one of the first topics that we covered was craving.
Yes, I remember that.
And I was in month one. And what's funny is, you know, you start strong in
Yeah.
month one
Oh,
of,
yeah.
oh, nobody's knocking me off of this horse. We're good.
True.
And people are like, I'm craving this and that. And I remember sitting there thinking, like, I kind of laughed it off. I'm like, I'm not craving anything. I'm really dialed in. Like, I feel so bad for these ladies. I hope that you can find your way, but we're good. And then month two, cravings wrecked me.
Why do you think they came back?
I think that, the week before my period, for sure,
Yeah, yep.
came for me. And then I just had to have a real life conversation with myself of, we are addicted to sugar. This is a real life thing. So then having talks about, I don't know, even hearing a medical professional say, these are the bars I like to eat because I like chocolate and sugar too, but here's a healthy version.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff where, and that's breakfast, that's in my bag,
Nice.
along with those Reese's cups that don't belong to me, just so you know.
Yeah, you
But yeah, it's that kind of stuff where you hear from other people like, okay, I
Yeah.
now, but you almost have to experience it. I was listening to
Yes.
their struggle and I'm like, oh, guys, it'll be fine. And then it happened to me and I was like, oh,
Oh, damn.
it's that rough. Damn, I'm doing it. Oh, yeah.
And some people can have a little bit of sugar and they feel like they can control it. But some people, if you have a little bit, it just opens the floodgates. Do you find you're like that? Like you, I mean, some people I think are more addicted to it than others and they can't even have a little bit. What do you find for you? What have you found?
Well, I don't know if you guys would agree with this, but this is what I do. So correct me for the public if I'm wrong. But I'm really good. I'd say pretty buttoned up Monday through Thursday. So I'm packing my lunch, I'm making food at home, I'm tracking all the things that I eat. Friday is my day to kind of unbutton the top button. Now, I will say I don't have a cheat day, but I do have a cheat meal. So in the evening, that's when I usually have something sweet and usually always pizza. But my thing is, I know this going in. That doesn't carry into Saturday. If there's leftover pizza and sweets laying around, we get right back at it.
That's
So
perfect.
for me, my struggle is making sure that I stick to what I said we're going to stick to. In
Yeah.
your face, sometimes it's harder,
Yeah,
but
getting back on Saturday. Yep, that's the key. But you can still have your pizza Friday night. I think that's perfect. And you've lost 40 pounds, so it's obviously working.
Heck yeah.
And your blood sugar's down.
So the moral of the story is eat pizza on Saturdays.
Eat
Well, I love that idea, and I think it's true. I mean, if you said, okay, I can make you really healthy, but you're not going to have any fun and it's going to be rigorous and terrible and you're going to hate it. You know, at some point you got to weigh the pros and the cons. And I think what I really want to come across in this is knowing you and your personality and your sense of humor is it's not about being perfect. Yes, I'm going to have my pizza. And Chelsea would even tell you, well, we can make a healthier pizza. We can use, you know, a better crust. We can put better ingredients. My daughter has found this really great gluten-free pizza crust that you make from simple ingredients. And so we had pizza a couple weeks ago, and it was awesome, but there wasn't anything about it that was unhealthy. So as you evolve and emerge and go further and further down the path, you'll find good substitutions for pizza, and you'll still have your favorite. You'll find good substitutions. Chelsea has written dozens and dozens and dozens of recipes for meals, for snacks and sweets on the website. That's a part of the program, right? So we want people, I dig into those all the time, right? We make a zucchini bread, or we make fat bombs, or we and they're sweet, or they're salty, or they're crunchy. And I think you're the queen of that. Of I tell people all the time, Chelsea's a queen of finding substitutions. I love Pringles. Talk to Chelsea, she'll tell you a better version of Pringles. And not that you have to be perfect. I'm just like you, Beck. There's every once in a while, there's just something that I want. But I've learned over time, like I love Skyline Chili, grew up eating Skyline Chili, right? I still have Skyline Chili. I just don't do the three-way. You know, you start beginning, I'll have the chili, but I'm putting it over something better. So tell me this, what's going to be different 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, compared to in the past, where you went to Weight Watchers, lost it all, regained it? There was an emotional component, obviously, right? Your sister and all these things led you to say, screw it, I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I think the program that we put together, we're trying to build resilience into your thought process, and I'm seeing evidence of that. But what is your confidence level now that 6 months from now, you're still going to be on this path?
I think that the reality is, I know just because it's happened before, I know I can fall off a bandwagon and skin my knees on the way down. I think the difference now is I do have a, I think that when we know better, we do better. So I think that I have a knowledge base I didn't have before. Like I find myself reading labels for fun. How many ingredients are in here? Which I didn't do before because before I would just look to see how many points was it. So there's definitely a learning curve that came with it. I think that's probably the difference for me. So I feel like I look at food a little bit different. But the reality is, and I think I made a pros and cons list. And number one is I was talking to a colleague at work about it. This is not this program. I think I expected it to be this magical thing where you fix me, but it's really not. Like there's no magical fix. There's not a magical pill. There are pills. I chose not to try them, but I think it all boils down to my effort. So you're giving me the knowledge and I can take it or I can leave it. But I think what's different is I didn't get educated during Weight Watchers. I learned how to count points, and I did become obsessive with points. So I think that's a difference. I think I just know a little different, know a little better, which is nice. It's nice to feel more confident. There are times I wish you guys were in my pocket, where I'm in the grocery store, like, okay, which one? But yeah, I don't know. I think that I feel a little bit more equipped to do better on my own if I had to.
And Chels, talk to this point, caloric restriction.
I mean, you can certainly lose weight restricting calories, but the quality of calories at the end of the day matter. And what you just said was perfect. You learn so many things that you cannot unlearn. So even a year from now, if you kind of fall off, you will remember, oh, what did Chelsea say about artificial sweeteners? What did Chelsea say about gluten? You can't unlearn those things. So yes, you can lose weight eating little calories, but you feel miserable. A lot of people do anyway.
Yes.
You're hungry, you're cranky, you're irritable, you're eating 100 calorie Special K bars, which is just junk. So yes, calorie restriction can work. But as you know, I never gave you a calorie limit amount. We
No.
didn't even talk about calories. I don't think one time. I mean, it wasn't important to me because we focus on quality, not necessarily quantity. And to that point, I don't tell people eat three rotisserie chickens and a stick of butter a day. There's obviously a limit.
What? I
I
can't have a stick
I
of
do. I
butter.
do love butter. But naturally, these foods, as you have found out, they're so filling. So it's hard to overeat these foods.
Yeah, and that's the key. I think one of the biggest myths out there, the only way I can lose weight is to go to the gym 2 hours a day and not eat anything. And that's not true. And we say that all the time. And I want to try to keep hammering away at that myth because it is. It's a myth that stops people. And so if they don't go to the gym for 2 hours and they have a candy bar, screw it. I blew it. I'm done. And that's not the case at all. So the type of foods you eat are so critical to your longevity, your health, your diabetes. And I see all the time, I just see it in people's attitudes. Well, I am a diabetic. I am a hypertensive, high cholesterol. No, you're not. You're not. All of those things are born out of habits. I just want to spend a moment talking about this 10-week program. Four appointments with you. Every week, there's a phone call on Thursdays with the group. It's a Zoom call where you can be live. You're going to have labs tested at two different points to show change. You're going to give people a very personalized dietary approach because everybody's different and what they need and what they want. They're going to get hydrogen therapy at every appointment. Hydrogen is something you inhale. Beck, what did you notice with the hydrogen? What was your impression or impact from that?
I can't say that I felt much different.
Okay.
I felt a little silly with a thing on my nose talking to Chelsea.
Yeah.
But I would say for me, I'm also, people say that they feel like a dry sponge when they don't drink enough water. I don't feel that way. I do it
Okay.
because I know I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope internally things are happening that I just don't know about. Treat it like the government. I don't need to know about it. I just know it's working or it's good. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. You trust the government. That's interesting. So hydrogen is we can we haven't done a podcast.
We
We
did.
did. We did a podcast on that. Hydrogen's a great antioxidant. So we just know it can help with blood sugar control. The other things that go along with the program, there are eight videos that you and I made. They're very short, 20 minutes. Did you find those videos helpful? Were they offer something?
Yeah,
Okay.
definitely. I think the only thing that, if this is a recommendation that you guys can take, I'm at a PC at work all day, so that's when I can access the videos. So I try to listen while I'm working, which means I'm not completely listening, but kind of listening. If I could have them on my phone to listen to on the way home, that would be clutch. But yeah, the ones that I have been able to listen to and actually comprehend, amazing. And I will say too, I've told you guys this, I feel like you've debunked everything that I think I know about life. Things like fasting or like eating, butter
Yeah,
and
yeah,
red meat.
yeah.
Mind-boggling.
Mind blown.
Yes, fasting, witchcraft. But truly, I don't think there will ever be a time that I don't do it. Like I'll probably fast on Tuesdays for the rest of my life. It's
Yeah.
so easy, and if you're telling me it's great, there's no reason I wouldn't.
And then once you learn it, I think, again, the reason most people don't fast or they don't do a lot of these things is in their mind, between your ears, oh, it sounds miserable. I'm going to hate it. And then you do it once and you go, oh, it wasn't that bad. And then you do it three times and you go, I actually kind of like it. And now it's kind of ingrained in your habits. And that's what we're trying to really do, is change the habits. Anything else about the details of the program that you wanted to bring out? Okay. Becky, what was the most unexpected thing that either happened or Chelsea said or that we encouraged you to do that you thought, oh, this is either nuts or crazy or this won't work or it just sounds wrong? And you went, holy moly, it was impactful. Anything come to mind?
So the biggest things we've talked about, I did not think I could go to an all-inclusive resort and control myself, though I did. Fasting, I will always be mind blown by because I am very much that person who would judge you. Why would you do that? You're supposed to eat three meals a day.
Yeah, right.
So that's a big one. But more than that, I think just no, just my ability. I'm shocked by my ability to listen to what you have to tell me, apply it. Because I have very much been stuck in the rut of like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I still don't, but I kind of do. Like, I'm learning little pieces along the way, which is nice. But no, the things that we've talked about, those are the biggest. Hold on. I made a list of pros and cons. There was one thing I want to share with you.
While you're looking that
Yep,
up,
sure.
just remind people we did do a podcast on fasting, and that was fun. And we're going to do it again, meaning there's a group of people in the program and friends that we did a 60-hour fast, some went longer, and they actually enjoyed it so much they want to do it again. And so we will be commenting on that in future podcasts. But go ahead, what you got on your pros and cons list?
I think we talked about everything here. But the thing that I want you to know is I miss fruit so much. Again, I just.
Did not think you'd say that.
Everything I know about health, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah,
And when you told me
the
no, I
food
was like,
pyramid.
well, I don't know what she's thinking,
She's
I guess.
crazy.
But I'm like, well, we'll do it her way and we'll see what happens. And turns out it was
Enzymes
okay.
came down, blood
Yeah,
sugar came down.
here we are. So whatever, you might know what you're talking about.
So, Charles, explain the whole idea of fruit. Can you never have fruit?
Right. Fruit's not evil, but I find that we just are overeating fruit in our culture because, I mean, thanks to Weight Watchers, we think it's a free food, right? Weight Watchers says you can have as much fruit as you want. And I often remind people, think back to our ancestors in Ohio. Could you get a pineapple? No. 200 years ago? No, it didn't exist. Those are tropical fruits. They belong in the tropical areas, and they're not meant to be eaten every single day. So fruit is not evil, but in our culture, we think I can have fruit multiple times a day, and it's just a ton of sugar. It is nature's candy, and that sugar acts the same in your body as sugar that you would get out of your little sugar jar at home. So it is a common myth that I
And how many weeks out of the year can you get apples in Ohio?
not
You
just a few weeks, right? But we can get these
can
foods year around. So yeah,
get an apple the size of a baby's head, right? I mean, the size of these things. So it does. It blows your mind when you think, wait a minute, fruit's healthy. Healthy-ish, but if you overdo it, right? A lot of things are healthy. To an extreme, running is healthy, unless you run marathons, and then that's a little extreme, and you start to get into trouble. So
Drinking water is healthy until
Until
you're.
you, yeah, until you drown. Very good. All right, my dear. I think we covered it.
Yep.
Julie, you got any keen insights here to share with us?
I do have one question for Becky. You talked about the day you came back from your trip, and you said, I felt so terrible. Now that you've kind of gone through this program, do you have a day that you can anchor yourself on? Wow, I really felt good, and I want to go back to that.
Yeah, so it's not even one specific day, but I say this and I tell my boyfriend all the time, the reason I love fasting, one, it's not that big of a deal. I do feel really good when I do it. I feel the least inflamed. My hands feel really small, my fingers feel skinny, and when I tell you I feel like trash, that's what I mean. Puffy hands, puffy face, almost hungover is how you feel. I had a lot of sleep the night before, but I feel like I didn't sleep at all. So when I fast, I feel the complete opposite of everything I just said. I feel lighter. I feel more focused. I just feel really good. And that's what I think I'll never not do it. Even if I fell off the bandwagon and skinned everything on the way down, I think I'd still fast because I feel good when I do that.
And that's it. You've discovered a lot of, and that learning curve will just continue to expand because you've taken away the bands of the arrests on your mind of what's possible, right? That's been expunged, and now you're not afraid to try anything, whether it's fasting or giving up fruit or all of these things. And that's ideally what we want to accomplish with this. So, look, the call to action at this point, the program is Metabolism Fix. It's 10 weeks. It can literally change the course and direction of your life. If you have diabetes, it can reverse it. If you have high blood pressure, it can reduce it. And we're not exaggerating that. We see this happen all the time. I can't express how simple and straightforward. And okay, every day isn't easy, but I'm telling you, and Becky will back me up, it's easier than you thought it was going to be,
Much easier.
probably. And it's something that's sustainable. And that's what we think is really key. Anybody cannot eat calories or cut calories and lose some weight, but that's not sustainable. Every study ever done on calorie reduction shows the same thing. Early success, long-term failure, 100% of the time, because you can't just sustain willpower, right? White knuckling it. It doesn't work. So we go at it with, let's change the cognition. Let's change the decision maker that's behind all this, which is your belief system. So if you're interested, reach out to Chelsea and I, call our office. Our phone number is 513-924-5300. And we'll continue to evolve this program. And I would just remind you, every single day matters. Every single day, if you're walking around with extra weight, extra sugar, extra cholesterol, blood pressure out of control, we're doing damage. We are doing damage to our blood vessels and our body. A lot of that can be reversed, but it's easier to just stop it in its tracks, right? Becky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
You are an
Thank you.
internet podcast viral sensation. I know your Facebook page is blowing up if you
Most
have
likely.
one. That's an old person thing, Facebook. My daughter rolls her eyes every time I say Facebook. So anyway, thanks Julie for being with us for your first podcast. And Chels, nicely done.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. So
Thank you,
guys,
Becky.
have a great day. Take care. Bye now. We are open to anything you wish to offer. So if you have a question, a comment, or even a criticism, we love good criticism. Contact us at help@huberpm.com. That's help@huberpm.com. Visit our website, huberpm.com. And if you're feeling up to it, give us a Google review. Again, we want to share information. We want to increase awareness. We can't do that without your input. So let us know what you think. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye now.